And we have one more performer left to play for us, a violinist. In the whole sense of the performers with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony tonight, tomorrow afternoon, are two pianists, two violinists, two singers, and the flutist, whom we just talked to. Second of our violinists is named Sarah Hall, and tonight she's playing Saint-Saëns, but right now she's playing the Bartok Sonata for solo violin, the first movement of which is called the Tempo de Cacciona. And so let's hear unaccompanied violin by Bartok, played for us by Sarah Hall.
Thank you.
From our studio, the last of our performers, the violinist Sarah Hall, who was doing the first movement of the Bartok solo violin sonata, Tempo de Chacona. And tomorrow afternoon, she'll be playing the introduction in Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns, one of the great beloved violin spectaculars. But right now, a much more introspective piece that we just heard from you, Sarah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And talk about that, because it's so far away from something so obvious, if I may call it obvious, as the Saint-Saëns tonight, the piece that everybody knows with a great tune and all kinds of show-off stuff. So talk about tackling Bartok. Were you convinced by it when you started in on it? Did you know it as a piece that you listened to before you started learning it?
No. I had listened to it maybe once, but not enough to remember anything. So it was a very much of a challenge at first because it's atonal, so I'm very go by ear a lot, so there was nothing to look at. So it was.
So how did you find your way through it? How did it unfold to you?
Well, once I figured out what the notes were,
that helps.
It just started coming, like what the phrases were and what the meaning of it was. Mm-hmm.
Is it in the form of a chaconne? Because that's the name. So that you have some sort of sense of repetition, but then Bartok obscures it with all kinds of things, doesn't it? And I don't know if this is a fair question, but I ask unfair questions sometimes. Do you try to put any extra, any beyond musical meaning to it? Do you have any sense of a story or moods or thoughts, or do you simply find the pure music when you play it?
I think I just find the music, and then it leads to feelings, and then that kind of defines it. But
yeah, no, that's a good one. And Now, you've learned this, I assume. Was it assigned by a teacher?
I had to learn it for a competition.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. And who is your teacher?
Ron Patterson.
Okay.
From the University of Washington.
University of Washington. And so then how much of this journey you had was from him and how much was your own?
Oh, I don't know. I can't measure it. Mm-hmm. It's very much a joint. The more I give, the more he gives. The more he gives, the more I give. Give. Yeah.
Are you an undergraduate or graduate student at UW?
I'm just studying privately with Ron.
Oh, you're studying privately. Okay, so where are you in your life? Are you out of college or what?
I'm not going to college, and I haven't. But I'm just studying privately on the violin and trying to develop that way.
Yeah, and so talk about your hopes and aspirations as a violinist. What would you dream you'd be doing in 5 years?
Playing with really great orchestras.
Mm-hmm. So do you like orchestra playing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a chance to do that in Seattle right now?
Solo?
Yeah, no. Are you playing in an orchestra in one of the regional orchestras
in
Seattle?
No, not right now. I'm saying solo with it. Orchestra, a really great.
You want to play solos with orchestra? Sure. And have you done any prior to this Coeur d'Alene Symphony thing?
Mm-hmm.
What have you done in the past?
Just with local, kind of regional orchestras. Mm-hmm. I played with the Seattle Symphony, the Skagit Symphony, Sammamish Symphony, mm-hmm. Philharmonia Northwest.
So you've been around for a while as a violinist in the greater Seattle area.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play in the Seattle Youth Orchestra when you were a kid or anything like that?
I didn't. It was a decision because of the time it would take away of my solo work.
Yeah, quite a few of you make that decision. Does that orchestra really demand a huge commitment?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to do that. So you're studying privately, and then you're going to just keep doing that, and then... Then what? What's your next step?
We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't have it all planned out.
And beyond classical music, use your violin in any other ways? Do you jam with friends? Do you do anything other than regular classical music?
I play in our church every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I, my brother's a cellist. We play sometimes in weddings and special occasions.
Yeah. Do you have a regular string quartet you play with?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we attended the Academy of Music Northwest, we did their chamber music program for like 5 years. Five plus years.
Yeah. How do you like string quartet?
A lot.
Yeah. So you could imagine doing that if you had an opportunity to. Nice.
Yeah.
Sarah Hall, who's the violinist, just played with us. And now that I just kind of... put the introduction in Rondo Capriccioso into a corner by describing it earlier. You describe what's fun about playing that piece.
There's just so many different characters. So it just brings a lot up, and it's fun to just toss it off. You know?
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's what you get to do tonight, is toss off the introduction, Rondo Capriccioso by Saint-Saëns with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony violinist Sarah Hall. Thanks so much for coming here.
Thank you.
And that concert, which is 7:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene. The seven performers, which we've just heard, two violinists, two pianists, two singers, and a flutist, who will be the soloists, who are that concert tonight and tomorrow afternoon.